Have you guys heard about this Christian school in Ohio?
Have not. Actually, I have, but I'm going to pretend like I haven't.
Okay. Well, apparently, this kid that goes to the school, I think he said his name is Josh.
Josh. Mr. Mueller.
Not Josh Miller, Josh Frost, I believe.
Mr.
Frost. No. It's Frost. Tyler. Sorry.
Mr. Tyler.
Okay, so this kid Tyler goes to this high school. It's a Baptist Christian high school of about 84 students.
And 84 students?
84 students.
In the class or?
No, in the school. It's a private school.
Indigenous hut?
I don't know. It just says of about 84 students school.
That's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
That's like less than like any kind of like class at our school, like graduation class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My dad was talking about how back in the day BV was super small too.
Impossible. BV
was tiny. Yep.
My dad has a friend who like was the first student, like was part of the first class who went to BV.
Wow.
Weird.
Mm.
Where in Ohio was this?
Findlay, I believe. Or is that just the name of the school?
Small town.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Ohio.
So continue with the story.
Okay, so this Tyler Frost kid, age 17, he's a senior, and he was planning on going to his girlfriend's prom at her public school, Findlay High School.
Oh, no.
In order to go to said prom, he had to get permission from his headmaster.
Headmaster?
Against Dumbledore. You know, for like every single person our age, that word is just synonymous with Dumbledore.
So true.
Anyway, the headmaster decided, you know, to give him permission, but if this kid Tyler went to the prom at some other school, he would be suspended from his class. All of his assignments that he turned in for the rest of the year would be considered incomplete. He wouldn't be able to walk at graduation, and he'd only get his diploma, like, you know, over the summer, not, like, at graduation.
That's stupid.
Because he went to his girlfriend's prom. And this is apparently because the kid and his parents signed a contract at the beginning of the year.
And his parents?
Yes, I believe his parents had to agree to it as well.
Okay.
Saying there will be no rock and roll music, no hand-holding or kissing, no dances, no shenanigans, pretty much. Because, you know, it's very...
That crazy hand-holding. I heard that girl at school almost got pregnant from hand-holding.
At their school, apparently there is no physical contact between boys and girls allowed. At all.
84 students.
Yes. So
no wonder they're an endangered species.
Mm-hmm.
You know that they're just the most maladjusted group of kids ever.
Yeah, must be awkward.
They're gonna have no social skills whatsoever.
I guarantee you, they're like so like sexually like repressed that they just have sex all weekend long.
Oh yeah,
I don't think totally. They're just like men. Just go for men in that kind of environment.
What?
And woman for woman. I mean. Is it no touching the opposite sex? Is that the idea? I mean, right?
What if you just brush by somebody, like, the devil compels me?
I don't think that's what you would say.
They have some crazy, crazy weekends. But then, there again, we're talking about sex on the podcast.
What did we decide about
it's
that?
It's inevitable, Kyle. It is inevitable.
I'm talking about the podcast on the podcast, too. Damn it.
The two things. Anyway. Okay.
Wait, have people complain about sex?
People have not complained about sex. My general feeling on that is if we're going to get anyone who is interested in the show in terms of the business side, you know.
We should use more dirty sex words.
Yeah, getting some money for better mics and crap like that. Seriously, we should not talk about stuff like that.
Okay, so no physical
touching.
Yeah.
Of the opposite sex. And so the kid decided, you know, I'm going to go to the dance with my girlfriend. This is absolutely ridiculous. And the stepfather, who agreed to this little contract thing they signed, I guess, is trying to sue the school for, you know, pretty much punishing his child.
Yeah.
And he goes by the way of saying that this the school should have no, like, authority over what the child chooses to do outside of the school. That the contract was only for, you know, school purposes. No hand-holding at school, no rock and roll music at school. Because, you know, if they're listening to the radio and a rock and roll song comes on, are they going to get suspended for a day? Do they have to go to detention, you know? And it's just, it's so stupid how the school is just trying to control these children's lives.
Well, couple things about that. First thing, the way it was explained to me originally was that the kid signed a contract. Which was interesting, because if you sign a contract and you're not 18, it doesn't matter. Which is why I really enjoyed before I was 18 how banks and crap like that would have me sign contracts. I just signed them. Didn't matter at all. None of it mattered, because, you know, you can't be a minor and sign a contract. So if that was the case, that would have been interesting. But you said that the parents had to sign it too?
I'm not sure if they had to sign it. I know they had to agree to it.
Hmm.
But nowhere did it say that they signed it, but nowhere did they say they didn't sign it.
Yeah.
So there's really no way of knowing. It could go both ways, but still, none of the parents knew that the punishment could go for what happened off of campus.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because it is a private school, so if they did, in fact, agree to it, then it's, you know, I mean, how can you really complain about that?
Yes. You also have to think, though, why would the... you know, father enroll his child, pay all this money for the child to go to this, it must be a very high class public school. I mean, only 84 students. And
private.
Yeah, it's private and it's very, very religious and, you know, must be very high class. Why would he pay all that money to not agree with the school's rules and, you know, not think that the way the school is running things was absolutely perfect? Why wouldn't he just go to a public school then?
Yeah, they must have not agreed with that or not have expressed it in the way that they meant it to, if that makes any sense.
What if he was expelled from public school?
What you can't be, what? Like, totally expelled from public schools.
Yeah. No, I know, but I'm saying, like, what happens a lot with private school kids is that, like, they're usually the kids who weren't able to make it in public school.
Uh-huh.
Like, most private kids' schools were expelled or are, like, really bad troublemakers. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Well,
thanks for that, Josh.
I'm pretty sure that right. This kid was a good kid. I mean, according to the article I'm taking all this information from, he had never been to a dance in his life before this prom. And he went to the prom, and he got suspended, and all his assignments are half credit now, and incomplete and stuff. And he actually aired on some TV show... earlier this morning, Tuesday, May 12th, and,
yeah,
when they started talking about it, the stepfather got really mad and just kind of walked off camera.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't going to take it anymore, but I'm pretty sure he's the one that kind of was all like, oh, I'm going to take this up with the media, and, you know, and then he just kind of walked away because he didn't want to have to deal with it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So what are your opinions about that, Saunders?
I've just been, like, really focused on the fact that they use the term rock and roll, which is just a little funny, because, I mean, who says rock and roll anymore?
Oh, time of rock and roll.
You guys say rock and roll? It's rock.
I just say music.
Is there a subgenre called roll?
Yeah, I don't even know this. Is it like classic rock the equivalent of... I don't know.
Yeah, like rock and roll, like, where did that name even come from?
It came from... Actually, I know this. It came from a song.
Hmm.
I'm not...
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I do.
But, like, rock and roll, it's just, like, kind of a weird name. No,
it was, like, the whole thing about where the Rolling Stones name came from, because a Rolling Stone gathers no moss. You know that?
Yeah.
And I think it's that same little thing. Someone wrote a song about it.
Isn't a stone a rock? And if it rolls, it is rock and roll. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
That's yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
All right. So here's something to mention about this whole fiasco with prom and really controlling schools.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly what, you know, thing or what verse from the Bible, the headmaster, okay, the headmaster wrote on the school site.
Uh-huh.
But he states...
Did he write it on blood and on the wall?
No.
The headmaster collapsed from blood loss.
It was in a statement on the school's website, England, the headmaster, quoted Bible verses to defend the school's decision. And then he wrote, "Should a Christian place themselves at an event where young ladies will have low-cut dresses and be dancing with them? Isn't it contrary to the example of Joseph in the Bible verses I have stated?" I don't really know much about the Bible, I have to say.
Sure.
But I don't think that girls in low-cut dances dancing around is that big of a deal.
At Bella Vista, it's pretty bad, though.
Well, I'm not mean, a lot of the girls at Bella Vista are sluts, but that's because they're wearing the short skirts and having sex on the dance floor, not low-cut shirts and
literally,
dancing around.
Literally, I've seen it.
Does yeah, it's disgusting.
I have seen it.
Yeah.
Nobody ever invites me.
You gotta get into the middle. If you want to be in that kind of thing,
I've been through there.
You've been through there?
To go through, yeah, I've been in the mosh pit and all, yeah. A few times.
I remember at homecoming, like, I pushed my way through the crowd just to piss everybody off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, didn't they almost cancel dances at BV because a lot of people were caught having sex on the dance floor?
Yeah, and I'm really confused why you have to have sex on the dance floor. Wouldn't you much prefer having sex in a car afterwards?
Yeah, but this just...
I
don't do it.
It's nasty because, like, I mean, girls' dresses are already pretty short, but when they start dancing, like, start bending over, they hype the dress up even more. And then it's just like, then you can see everything. And then it just...
Yeah, they should be at least to the ankle, not further.
Some sort of like Emperor Palpatine attire.
Yes, master.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know. Dances are dances.
Yeah, like, I wish they'd play some techno or at least some swing.
Yeah,
I
get really bugged.
Yeah, all they play is that really horrible rap. And it's not even a real DJ.
I know.
It's a guy standing up there with an iPod and a laptop.
I know. I see that guy with his iPod. I'm like, what is that? I could do that.
I think, like, I heard a theory about this.
Uh-huh.
If they actually did play, like, actual music,
mm-hmm.
no one would know how to dance to it in the first place.
Because no one knows how to dance anymore?
Yeah, exactly.
Idiots.
You know, all I ever hear is people complaining about the music they play. Does anybody ever say that was just spectacular music at the dance?
The
no.
guys
no,
that are having the chicks rub their butts up and down. Their
yeah, all the degenerates at our school like that.
They're like, oh yeah, she was totally grooving to that beat.
And ugh. By grooving, he means something that's going to get edited.
Do you know the coolest thing ever? Is if like you're at a school dance and all of a sudden they're like, and from the new hit, Black Dog by Led Zeppelin, you know what I mean? That'd be the most awesomest thing ever. And, like, you get a dance to, like, Led Zeppelin.
I am awesome-o.
That'd be just amazing.
That would be.
Yeah.
So, speaking of rock and roll and music, I have recently been listening to the new Lily Allen album. For some reason, I have this, like, I really enjoy the music of female British kind of solo singers, or not necessarily solo, but, you know, kind of where it's their music, not a band.
Mm-hmm. You into that?
Yeah, like Corinne Bailey Rae. I really like that. I really like Feist is Canadian, but I'll lump her in there.
Hey, Canadian, eh?
Hey.
You know what I hate?
What?
I don't know. It's a big turnoff for me with music. Not that I avoid it altogether, but, like, I really don't like bands that are named, like, after people.
Such yeah,
like, as? I don't know. Like,
the Dave Matthews Band?
Dave Matthews Band was what I was thinking in my head. But not... Or, like,
do you not,
Jack Johnson isn't really a band, but I wish he would just think of a name or something for what he does, you know? Or, like...
Harry Day.
Huh?
Harry Day.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway, if I go on about Lily Allen.
Oh, so that's my... album for the week.
Dude, I was going to do an album for the week thing.
Yeah, you should.
Should I?
Yeah.
You want me to...
Let me finish mine. So,
yeah.
So Lily Allen, it's not me, it's you. My three favorite... Shut up! My three favorite tracks on this are The Fear, which you've probably heard on the radio because they're playing it all the time, and then Not Fair, which is I showed Sky this song today. This is a song about how perfect her boyfriend is, except he can't
perform in bed.
Please her. And so she doesn't like him. And then the other song is called F You, and it'll get stuck in your head immediately.
Is it really called F You?
It's called F You.
Just EFF.
No, called F U C.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah, no, it's actually called that, and it gets stuck in your head immediately, and you're saying that to yourself all day. But so what have you been listening to this week, Saunders? This week? Yeah.
I don't know. I could run to my car and get a CD or something.
I don't just tell me an artist. It.
Oh, just tell you? Gosh, on the car ride over, I was listening to The Minders. Has anybody heard of them? I
haven't heard of them.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they're...
Isn't that a Starbucks thing?
Maybe.
Oh my god, I'm gonna stop.
No. Starbucks kills so many bands for me because they play the song over and over and over again like six times in my shift.
So, not what I was talking about, but okay.
Starbucks band, do you mean the...
The little card things where you get a free iTunes...
Download.
Do they have any good CDs there in Starbucks,
though? They have some decent stuff that you can get online for free. Decent stuff that you should buy in retail stores online for free.
Okay, that's what I thought. Gosh, I don't know what to say.
If you leave it on the end of the mic cable, the mic will split anyway.
Down and Fall is the name of the album. It's actually an EP, I guess.
Extended play.
Yeah, right. EP, extended play.
You know what LP is?
Limited play.
Limited play. No, long play.
Done.
So is it?
What's the difference between EP and LP then?
EPs generally come on a disc that's in between the size of a 45 and a
5-6 33 tracks. Sometimes just
generally not three or four like a single would be.
Yeah.
But not enough to call it an album. So it's called an extended play.
Sometimes they're just like bonus versions of songs that are on an album.
Yeah.
I don't know. This one isn't though. It's all stuff I didn't hear, but what I really liked about it is, like, it's, I don't know, like, I had one other one, what was it, it was The Future Is Always Perfect, I think, was the name of the actual, I don't know, it's supposedly a real album, but this one's 8 tracks, and it's an album, and the EP I have is, like, 5 tracks, but, it's fun, because it's just not so experimental, sort of, I don't know about experimental, but it's just such a wide range. Maybe we should put links or something to some stuff.
Let's do some links. We'll put them on the MK Ultra Facebook page that you all should be members of right now.
I'm a member.
I'm a member.
I'm a member.
That's crazy.
I'm a member too.
You are, Sky?
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, that's right. We actually have 52 members now.
52?
Right.
Yep.
I thought we had 48
last time.
It's grown. It gets about 3 more a day.
All right. So.
Everybody cool is doing it.
Yep.
So if you're not doing it, you're not cool.
Hey.
That's what's implied.
Who are our most recent members?
Recent members.
Let's name them. They're going to be so excited.
All right. Let's see. I believe Will Yang.
Is it Will Yang?
Yeah.
All right.
Aaron Graham.
Who is Aaron Graham?
Aaron Graham. I could show you a picture of him. You can come over here and see if
it's a guy or a girl.
It's a guy. Graham.
Okay.
Graham Cracker.
There's
some people that go by their last name, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, not him.
Yeah, some people. Yeah,
Thomas.
I do that, don't I?
And let's see who else is on. Charlie Diamond is a friend.
Charlie Diamond,
friend of the show. Yeah.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Charlie Chaplin.
People join. Actually, listen.
Well, let's see. Generally, about half of them listen on iTunes, and then others download it directly.
Charlie, call us. I want to hear from you.
Confirm that you're listening.
Is that it? Wait, I thought we had four new members.
Oh, let's see. Who else do we have? Well, because it just shows me the members, but I'm not sure if
it
those are the...
used to actually, like, be able to, with groups, before they switched to newer Facebook, you could, like, display it in a way where it did it from oldest to newest members.
Yeah.
But maybe not anymore.
I'm just trying to look and see who I haven't noticed before. Yeah. JP Whittle is on here.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's pretty recent.
He might be kind of new.
And, yeah. And then some more people. There's actually some people that... I don't know, and I don't think you guys know. They're from out of town that are up subscribing.
Cool.
Yep. So, yeah.
People must be really bored.
I'm doing a thumbs up for those of you who can't see me.
For what? Out of town people?
Yes, for out of town people.
We're popular in Serbia
right now.
Serbian now.
Yeah.
I have friends from Serbia.
Serbia. Anyone have another topic they want to talk about?
Taboo. Don't say topic.
Sorry. Does anyone have another story they want to talk about?
One time there was a possum. He crossed the road. He became roadkill.
Okay.
Gosh,
speaking of roadkill.
Roadkill.
Have you guys ever heard of the Montauk Monster?
Yes.
Yep.
But I don't know exactly what it
that
is.
That was so creepy. Okay. There's this heck of creepy thing called the Montauk Monster. Evidently, right across the river is a government animal like testing facility.
Yeah.
This thing washes up on shore. I'll post a picture of it on the Facebook. But look at this thing.
Yeah, I've seen
it. Isn't that crazy? Look at it. This is where, like it's that's its body. That's its head thing.
What the?
Yeah, found on Long Island.
Do you believe the story, Kyle?
I mean, how can you not believe it?
I don't.
It's there's like two of them,
and
they're definitely there.
There's two?
Yeah.
The one, I read about it some time ago, and this is why I didn't believe it. Because they said at the end, some guy, he was like a photographer or something, dragged it away, and it wasn't seen again after that. That's what they said, and I said, that does sound terribly unbelievable.
That does, but like... Couldn't you see the other side of that, where if the government actually did, like, make something genetically modified?
Sure.
This is the video, by the way, and it'll be up on the website too. But if they did actually make a creature that they were going to use, and then they dumped it, and then it washed up on shore, don't you think that they would go retrieve it?
I would think and try they'd be much more careful than that.
Well, you'd think so, but something has to slip through the cracks. This could just be like something they do all the time just for fun. Just make these like hybrid.
Imagine the stuff they actually have.
This thing looks like a dog-sized mole with the skin of a mole, the claws of a mole, and a bird beak. And I'm not even kidding you. You can totally see these things. They're picking it up, and like you can see, they're moving it around. It's so weird.
That's
so I can see the government making these things, for warfare and stuff like that,
yeah.
And just having one somehow
end up
in the river.
What would they do?
Don't you think in the future it's going to go all kind of Final Fantasy where they're using creatures?
Yeah.
I can see them using creatures because they would
robots. I see robots.
You know what I'm looking forward to is when we
robot
call,
sex.
Is when we colonize space.
When you what?
You look forward
when
to?
Humans colonize space.
That would be a thing.
Be a frightening day.
Yeah.
It'd be capitalism all over again. In space.
Yeah, it's a scary thought,
in
man.
Space.
And then, like...
The final frontier.
So... it's about time we wrap it up. Make for a couple good 25-minute podcasts.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. Again, if you like the sound quality, that's thanks to the new M-Audio 4-track Ultra interface that I spent hours setting up for the computer
last night.
We
love you, N4, whatever you're called.
N-Track 4 Ultra, we love you. So, yeah, that concludes part B of the podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe on Facebook. On our Facebook MK Ultra page. Don't check out the website yet. It'll be up soon, but for now, it's just a really crappy page. Also, please vote for which website you like, again, up on Facebook. Just send a message to us or post it on the wall with your vote. We'll have all the choices up there soon. Yes, Saunders.
Am I allowed to vote?
You are allowed to vote.
How many votes do I get?
You get double votes. Two.
Sweet.
Double.
Does anybody
double.
Else get two?
Double votes. Sky gets nega one, and Josh gets one. And I get 12.
Score.
Oh, all right. 15.
As long as I get more than Sky.
So anyway, that concludes part B of our podcast. It's been fun. Another good week. Stop with the Scooby-Doo.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
It was fun.
Bye. B-R-W. Go.